Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you so much, Beth, because you for us, in us, and with us, we can always be excited and blessed and have faith that in you we live and move and have our being. So we thank you for we just expect goodness and mercy to follow us all our days. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Skyke.
So reading 1 Thessalonians 5 from 16 to 19. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. I so love this. You know, now we must remember the context. You know, we are not of the night. So we're not worrying about a judgment. We're not worrying about the Lord coming like a thief in the night. He is our Savior. He's a very present help. In Him we live and move and have our being. So, and also just seeing there the difference between us in the night and in the day is that we have faith and love in our hearts. And then because we got the faith and the love in our hearts, our head, we wear like a helmet, putting on the armor, thinking about that. In Ephesians 6 verse 10, we expect good things. We expect our God to come through for us. So we don't walk in fear. We walk in faith. And the wonderful thing we just seen here, so we flowing in the Spirit. We are being led by the Spirit. And in flowing and being led by the Spirit, the confidence and the boldness, the goodness of a child of the living God is we are aware of it. And we expect it, and we experience it. So how does this creation, what do we look, what do people see? They see people that's always and at all times, continually, they're rejoicing. Because the joy of the Lord is their portion, so they are rejoicing in God's joy. They are praying, talking to God all the time. Amen. They are being thankful continually because they know God is a God that loves them and therefore comes through for them. And this is the will of God. We are flowing in the Spirit. We are living in the Spirit. The Spirit is our home. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is the reality of the kingdom that is we are in now and we are enjoying. Amen. So be blessed because you are blessed. And this is all of God. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. So this is your portion. It's your portion to shine. It's your portion to be bold. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.